kind of massively important and under-researched field. What evidence do we have about the capacity of kind of love and compassion to lead to recovery?
Right now, I think that that is waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the science of it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to be working with some researchers in Canada to develop a study where we look at adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at, people like to call this resilience. I don't like that terminology.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think more of understanding and love and compassion, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how those types of experiences, together with adversity, to see how the positive types of experiences in life either reduce the risk for the negative outcomes related to childhood experiences, or prevent them, or help people to be less affected or to get better. Mm-hmm. And now this is what you've asked about is going to require a whole new thinking and generation of studies that ask, put this all together. And it hasn't been done yet, but if there's other people, like the people that I'm working with, these kind of studies are being designed. They need to include adversity, positive things like resilience and love and acceptance and living in positive relationships, as well as measuring, as best can be done, the biologic pathways through which they work, including neurobiology and looking at epigenetic differences between the people. Because modern society wants to see the laboratory results.
But I guess
they want to see a scan. They want to see a gene mutation. And now I think really powerfully and understandably, they'll want to see the epigenetic fingerprinting.
This is fascinating.